Welcome to our cybersecurity podcast, where today we'll dive into Cloudflare's record-shattering 29.7 TBPS DDoS defense, Telegram's ongoing Hack and Fortify saga, and Ubuntu's sweeping security patch blitz, proof that staying safe online has never been more critical. Next up in Cloudflare news, the company has been busy defending the internet from one of the largest assaults ever recorded. In Q3 2025, they detected and mitigated a jaw-dropping 29.7 TBPS DDoS attack from the iSuru botnet, smashing previous records and handled a peak flood of 14.1 BPPs. That same botnet drove an 87% surge in network layer attacks overall. Since July 1st, Cloudflare's systems have also blocked 416 billion AI-powered scraping requests, a trend that's reshaping online business models. Their latest DDoS threat report even crowns iSuru as the new apex predator of botnets. But it hasn't all been smooth sailing. An emergency patch for a critical React remote code execution flaw triggered two major outages in December, taking down sites from LinkedIn and Zoom to Coinbase, Kraken, OpenSea, and Upbit. A botched React 2 shell fix compounded the pain, though rapid dashboard rollback and automatic WF protections got global websites back online, and shareholders at least saw Cloudflare shares recover after a brief 4.5% dip. Shifting gears to other corners of tech security, Google's December Android Bulletin plugged 107 vulnerabilities, including 2 0-days under active attack, and expanded in-call scam warnings for financial apps in the US, UK, Brazil, and India. They also rolled out new AI-driven scam detection tools in Search and Lens, and teamed up with Apple to warn high-risk users about spyware threats. On the Microsoft front, Redmond quietly patched a long-exploited Windows LNK shortcut exploit, strengthened Entra ID against external script injection, and resolved a brief Defender portal outage. Meanwhile, the Glassworm gang returned with a third wave of malicious VS Code packages, and researchers flagged AI-driven SSRF attacks that exploit classic web flaws. Between terabit-scale DDoS, mobile zero-days, and supply chain malware, it's clear that attackers are innovating faster than ever, and defenders are racing to keep up. Next up in Telegram news, it's been another whirlwind week for the secure messaging service, with fresh threats emerging even as Telegram doubles down on new defenses. First, the bad actors. A 43-year-old hacker in Russia broke into a private channel and siphoned off some 7.5 million rubles. The notorious Lapsus gang claimed responsibility for breaching the Russian Ministry of Defense networks, then dumping stolen files onto Telegram channels. Dozens of smaller incidents surfaced. A rogue bot leaked personal data of more than 120 users, networks of crypto drainer groups proliferated malware links, and researchers uncovered a new strain of Telegram targeting malware that quietly exfiltrates chats and contact lists. In one high-profile outage, a coordinated hacker attack knocked a popular public channel offline and briefly exposed its subscriber data. Security analysts also spotted a zero-day flaw that could let attackers run arbitrary code on a user's device, and a security breach at one of Telegram's Russian data centers, fortunately with no confirmed data loss. Meanwhile, Russian authorities are ratcheting up pressure. Law enforcement has warned citizens about the risks of using unofficial VPNs and unsecure messaging channels, urging everyone to stick with vetted platforms like Telegram, ironically while cracking down hard on dozens of illicit finance, drug trafficking, and weapons sale channels hosted there. A recent government report tallied hundreds of cybercrime arrests, many linked to Telegram organized schemes. In response, Telegram's developers have been busy strengthening the platform's defenses, expanded DDoS mitigation and hardened server infrastructure to keep channels online under attack, rolled out new end-to-end encryption options, advanced two-factor authentication tools, and one-tap phishing link blockers. Published a step-by-step security guide for users, covering everything from secret chats to passcode locks and account recovery. Collaborated with a leading Russian cybersecurity firm to deploy malicious link detection across public and private chats. Amid all this, experts remind us that no platform is bulletproof. The key takeaway: stay vigilant, keep your app updated, enable every security toggle, and think twice before clicking on unknown files or links. That's your Telegram security roundup. More updates coming soon. And now, shifting over to Ubuntu news. This week, Ubuntu has shipped a broad sweep of security patches touching almost every release and component. GNU Binutils update USN 78991 closes several toolchain flaws. Across the board, Linux kernel hardening for 14.04 up through the latest interim releases. 18.04 and 16.04 each got the USN 7907 series of fixes, including both important and critical updates. 20.04 received kernel patches, plus a GoScript DOS and a CUPS denial of service fix, USN 79122. And 14.04 was covered by USN 797121 for critical CVE 2023-52975. Ubuntu 22.04. LTS saw multiple kernel vulnerability fixes, USN 7909 part 1 and USN 79093, plus Azure specific hardening under USN 7910.2. Interim 25.04 users should apply USN 7794 for kernel issues, while 25.10 has urgent patches for a KDE Connect authentication bypass, several kernel flaws, and a critical heap overflow in MAME. Many of these kernel updates address vulnerabilities in the SCSI and JFS subsystems, media and network drivers, net filter hooks, TLS protocol code, and even Google Cloud guest integrations. Finally, Ubuntu also published a Django security notice covering multiple LTS branches. If you're running any supported Ubuntu release, be sure to update right away to stay protected. Thanks for tuning in. Don't miss our next cybersecurity episode, dropping weekly to keep you one step ahead of digital threats.